Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
My heart.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. And I pray, Lord, that you look upon us tonight, that you bless this broadcast. Have your way and let your will be done. Send your word. Send thine anointing, O Lord. We know thou art able. We know you got the power. We pray that you continue to bless, O Lord. Strengthen your people, those that are weak. Lift them up, O Lord. Strengthen their souls. Encourage their hearts, O Lord. We know you're able to do it, O Lord. We're dependent on you. You are our help, and you are our strength, O Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you have mercy tonight. We pray that you look on those souls, O Lord, that are going through turmoil. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Touch their bodies, their minds, their soul, and their spirit. Touch them, O Lord. Heal and deliver, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Let the Spirit of God prevail and let the blood of Jesus cover. Find the works of Satan. Cast him out today. We know you're able. We know you got the power. We're depending on you, Lord. You are our very present help in trouble. We are coming to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are asking, oh, Lord, that you move in a mighty way, that you look on that soul, oh, Lord. You know the desires of their heart. You know, Lord, fix it for them, oh, Lord. Take
it,
the uttermost, fill with the Holy Ghost. Bless your people everywhere, Lord. Look on them, Lord. Give strength, give healing, give deliverance, oh, Lord. Make ways out of no ways. Open up doors, oh, Lord, that seem to be closed. Make ways for your people, oh, Lord, that they may go and do your will. Help, Lord, Jesus. Pray that you have fixed it, oh, Lord. Make the way, oh, Lord. We are looking to you today. We are trusting in you, knowing that thou art able to do all things. And that there is nothing too hard for you. You are yet working miracles. And we are looking to you to work another miracle. And we know you can do it today, oh Lord. Those who are afflicted in their bodies, those who have infirmities, have mercy tonight, oh Lord. We know you're able to save. We know you're able to deliver. You're able to heal, oh Lord. Have mercy tonight, oh Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail tonight, and let the blood of Jesus cover, wash away sins. Help somebody to repent of their sins. Help them, oh Lord, to be converted, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Help them, oh Lord, to hear the word of God and receive it into their heart. Turn from their way and live for you. We know you can do it, oh Lord. We are dependent on you as never before. We are looking to you, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray that you look on the bereaved families, the bereaved Freeman family. Touch them right now, oh Lord. Fix things for them. You know the situation. You know what they're going through. Work it out for them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on every family member. Touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive. Deliver, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. Bless this ministry and bless those who are in charge. We pray that you help them to continue doing your will, speaking your word, and going and saying what you would have them to say. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you have your way tonight and let thy will be done. And we will give thy name praise. And the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. So we invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. We're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 122nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Again, that's the 122nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David, peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 122nd number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses throughout its entirety. And again, we thank you for tuning into Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563 888-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. And if you wish to correspond, pardon me, with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Our prayer request phone number, pardon me, is 410-209-7503. And if you're clergy and you're feeling bold, you want to give remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you'd like to tell, or a song you'd like to sing, an encouraging word you'd like to share, feel free to give us a call. You can be live on the broadcast at 551-241-6677. If you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mabel Evan hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995. That access code is 565-2166. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Hoff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoag's theme evangelist, Annette Bradley, each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer Loop Network at 339-209-6891. And we are praying for the souls on our prayer list. Added to our prayer list is the bereaved Freeman family. We are praying for Elder Otis Smith, Deacon Roger Tanner, Andrea, the bereaved Ingram School family, the bereaved Harrell family, Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmund family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmund, all of the bereaved families, as well as those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to ask if Evangelist Neil wouldn't mind just coming back and giving some words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist Neil.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. And we want to thank God for the word that was read. I was glad.
Yeah.
When and unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad to go to the house of the Lord on today. And I tell you, we prayed in that place. I tell you, the Lord blessed and he gave us strength and he encouraged our souls through prayer. And I want to encourage every born-again believer in Christ and those who say that God has given them a work to do. If it's in the ministry, I want to encourage you to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Don't sit around and do nothing. Don't just go to church and clap your hands and sing and shout and that's it. But go after the souls. Somebody want to be saved. And souls need to be saved in a time like this. But we need to go to work to help them. They need help. And they can't get it from the world. They must get it from the saints, the born-again believers in Christ. So I'm going to encourage you today to work while it is day, for night coming when no man can work. So we thank the Lord for those words. Hope you take them in and receive them. And at this time, we're going to get ready for the word of God, and we present to you in the person of Pastor Sheila Amin out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple, who will bring the word on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight, this is joy night. Amen. And I do honor the Lord. I bless the Lord. I worship him. Thank God for the prayer. Thank God for that scripture that was read, and also for those beautiful, encouraging, and uplifting words. And at this time, we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God. And before we get into the scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you and we bless your holy name. We call on you tonight, Lord, to minister unto our souls. Lord, we need a touch from you, O God. Speak to us, Lord God, the things that we need to hear, Lord Jesus, and help us to take heed to your word. We believe you right now, God, and we count it as done, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. We thank the Lord for his precious word. And let us go now to the Word of God. Let us turn our attention to the book of Psalm 92, verse 1, and also 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter, verses 14 through 25. Starting with Psalm 92 and 1, King James Version. The Bible reads, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." Going to 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter, verse 14 reads, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." Brethren, pray for us. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the thought I'd like to leave with you is, in everything, give thanks unto the Lord. In everything, give thanks unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. And as we heard those beautiful, encouraging words and the great need for us to minister to souls. Souls are dying and souls are just hurting and they're looking for some kind of answer. They're looking for some help. They're looking for hope. We have this ministry, and the ministry that the Lord has given us, we are to go out and to minister to those in need. Praise the Lord. And as the scripture is exhorting us tonight, we ought to give thanks unto the Lord in every situation. Now, I know sometimes it seems like we don't have the means, or we're just not capable, or we can't do this or that, but the Bible lets us know that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And the scripture here is encouraging us tonight to minister to those who are feeble-minded, as the scripture says here, I believe it's verse 10, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men." So it's talking to the born-again believer. Is talking to those who don't know the Lord. This scripture is speaking to us tonight. Verse 14, Mm-hmm. We are exhorted to warn those who are unruly, anyone who's a sinner, anyone who is outside of the will of God. We are to warn them concerning the scriptures and to comfort the feeble-minded, those who are feeble in their mind. We are to comfort them and to support the weak. Those who get weak along the way, we support them, not crush them down or make them feel worse. Amen. Looking down upon them or despising them. But we are to support the weak, and we should be patient toward all men, no matter who they are, no matter who it is that's getting on your last nerve. Be patient toward all men. Amen. The Bible is exhorting us to rejoice evermore. Now, when I think on these words, and when I think on actually mean for us, it's important to understand that when we obey the scriptures that we hear, it has a positive effect on our spiritual life, our natural life, our mental well-being. It's important that we embrace the word of God. Rejoice evermore. And I've been listening to some studies and reports of how a state of mind can change your very health. Having a positive mind and being thankful and grateful can change your health in a positive way. Actually be healed because of having a positive state of mind. Glory be to God.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. So let's rejoice and let's pray without ceasing in everything. That is the focus of this message tonight. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And that traces back to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, letting us know that with his stripes, we are healed. So the will of God is for us to give thanks unto the Lord. If we can be more thankful and more grateful, we'll notice a change in our whole being. Hallelujah. Both spiritually and naturally, mentally, and also financially. Glory be to God. Quench not the spirit. When the spirit of God comes on you, don't quench the spirit, but allow God to use you. Let God have his way. If he wants to speak through you, open your mouth wide and let God say what he wants to say. Hallelujah. If God is leading you to do something in particular, don't quench the spirit. Don't draw back, but just do whatever it is that God is leading you to do. And in everything, give thanks. No matter how things look, no matter what the situation is, and we have to really think about everything. We can't leave anything out, but in everything, give thanks. In health, in happiness, in oppression, in trouble, in turmoil, in death, whatever it may be, in everything, give thanks. Hallelujah. So I encourage you tonight to be thankful and not just let it float around in your mind, but let it come out of your mouth. Praise God. Speak to the Lord and give thanks to the Lord. As the psalmist began to speak in the 92nd number of Psalm, the first verse, he said, it is a good thing to the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. have a conversation with the Lord. Talk to the Lord. And I'm telling you, something good will happen in your life. If you've been dealing with problems and situations, just start giving thanks to the Lord and see, won't God change your situation. A change will come about. God will turn things around. Oh, yes, he will. He will make a change. Hallelujah. For the better. Well, glory be to God. So let us give thanks to the Lord. Even when it seems like every time we turn around, we get a setback or a trouble on every hand, a problem over here, a test and a trial. Just keep on giving thanks to the Lord. Because I found out that in the time of tribulation, in the time of trouble, that's the best time to give thanks unto the Lord instead of complaining, mumbling and grumbling and just venting your frustrations. Just start giving thanks to the Lord and see, won't God make a change. God will show up. Amen. Because he is truly faithful. The Lord God is faithful. Even that second verse of the 92nd number of Psalms says, to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Amen. So God, he is truly faithful, and he will keep every promise. God will do just what he said he would do. Amen. Even in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, it tells us here in verse 24, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. God of peace will sanctify you wholly. And that word holy is not H-O-L-Y, but W-H-O-L-L-Y, meaning completely, the whole you, inside and out. Sanctify you wholly. And this prayer to God is that God will sanctify our whole spirit, soul, and body to be preserved, mm-hmm, blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning his people. Amen. I thank God for the word of God. I thank the Lord for you taking the time to tune in. And tonight, we're going to give you this invitation to accept prayer. Praise the Lord. And there are some times when we are dealing with things mentally, they can be extremely overwhelming and overbearing. But if we can just turn it over to the Lord, he will surely fix it for us. He will work it out. Glory be to God. Where the enemy tries to plant doubt and unbelief, God has the power to take away all doubt, amen, and yes, unbelief, to upbraid the unbelief. God has the power to do everything. Glory be to God. And sometimes people, they're seeking after the Lord and they're going after God, and it just seems like they are hindered. It just seems like they can't get that breakthrough that they so desperately desire. But I'm here to tell you, don't give up. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith.
Amen.
But in Amen. Everything, just give thanks. And as we give thanks to the Lord and we sing praises to his name and we worship him, God will do wonders. He will begin to work wonders in our lives. He will lift the heaviness. He'll lift burdens. Hallelujah. And he will give us our breakthrough. God will give us healing. He will give us deliverance. If you desire to be saved, he will save your soul. Believe the enemy when he tell you you can't be saved. Satan is a liar. You can be saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You can be delivered because God wants to deliver you. He is able and more than willing to deliver you tonight. Glory be to God.
Yes.
You can have your deliverance this night. You don't have to go another day, another minute, another hour, but God can do it for you right now in this moment.
Yes, he can.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If we can only believe, and let's take God at his word at this time. Let's go to God in prayer. And whatever it is
yes.
you desire, God, anything you need from God, just believe God tonight and believe he will do it for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humble as we know how. We call on your holy name, Lord. We ask, God, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, rebuke all unbelief, all doubt, all hindrances in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who are seeking to be saved, save their souls, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, let your blood cover right now. Let it wash, my God. Let it purify from the inside out in the name of Jesus. Let sins be forgiven. Lord, blot out transgressions. Work a miracle right now in somebody's life. Oh, my God. Somebody who is feeling discouraged, feeling like they've been doing everything they could and they can't seem to get a prayer through, Lord God. Move that hindrance out of the way and let that prayer go through, oh, God. Lord God, give them an answer this night while we're praying this prayer. For we believe you, Lord God, and we have taken you at your word. Send your anointing, my God. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Loose every shackle right now. Break every chain in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. We pray, God, that you will send your healing virtue, that you will touch, Lord, heal right now from the crown of the head down to the soles of the feet. Oh, my God, heal that mind that's captivated. Oh, Lord God, loose that mind right now and give them peace in the mind. Oh, my God, you're able. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God be revealed. Let your power be made manifest. Let somebody testify of their deliverance, oh God, of their healing, of their salvation. We know you're able to do it, Lord God, and we believe you this night. Give comfort, oh God, to those who are bereaved of a loved one or someone dear to them. Oh my God, be close to them and uphold them during this difficult time. Lord, go into the hospitals. Make your holy visitation. Lord, touch, heal, deliver, and make whole right now. Give somebody another chance to do your will, oh God. Give somebody a little more time to repent of their sins. Oh, my God, have mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen the weak. Oh, God, encourage those who are discouraged. Lord, give comfort to the feeble-minded. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord, and let your holy will be done. Continue to bless this ministry as we call upon you, Lord Jesus. Not our will, Lord, but thy will be done. We believe that we have the petition we ask in this prayer. And Lord God, we thank you tonight. We count it as done. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for coming to hear about us, Lord. Thank you for stopping by, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
encouraged. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We give thanks, oh God, in everything, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. We thank you for our blessing tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the moving of your spirit, oh God. We thank you for all things, Lord. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank God for that stirring word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. In everything, give thanks unto the Lord. And you know, so many people there complaining. They complain if it's hot. They complain if it's cold. Complain about where they find themselves from day to day. But we as the people of God ought to give thanks in everything. I remember I was reading in the Bible in Timothy 6:6. It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. We didn't bring anything into this world. We can't take anything out. So we might as well just give thanks unto the Lord for the things that we in everything. Not just in the good things, but in the things that seem to be bad, but are working for our good. We ought to give thanks unto God for everything and everything. I tell you, I enjoy this word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. I thank God for the prayer as well. And I'm going to open up the line for remarks from ministers. If you want to call in and have remarks, you may do so at this time. And while Evangelist Maybelle is on, we want to extend the invitation to her first so that she can amen, have remarks. And you, like I said, if you want to call in and have remarks, that's fine too. God bless you, Evangelist Maybelle.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for such a beautiful message and a timely message in everything. Give thanks. Give thanks. Glory to God. No murmuring and complaining, but give thanks. Like the children of Israel, they murmured and complained. They wanted water. God gave them water. They wanted meat. He gave them meat. They wanted bread. He gave them bread. They still complain, and they had so much until it just came all out of their nose. But I tell you, we are thanks in everything. The good, what seemed to be bad, give thanks anyway, because God is good anyway. So let's give God the thanks that is due unto his name. God does great things for his people, and God is a God of forgiving. So we ought to thank God. And if God has given you a mind to pray and deny it, you ought to be thankful unto the Lord, because a lot of people are not even doing that anymore. They're not denying themselves anymore. They're not praying anymore. They're not fasting anymore. So if God gave you that mind, be thankful. Thank him for it in all things. Thank him. If things didn't go right today, thank him. If you didn't get what you thought you were supposed to get, thank him. Praise God.
Jesus.
I just thank God for all things because God is so merciful. And I think about a lot of things that's going on today in the world. People don't have food. They don't have clothes. They don't have shoes on their feet. They don't have a roof over their head. And here we have a roof, shoes, clothes, food. You may not have what you want to eat all the time, but you have food. So we should be thankful unto the Lord for what he is doing for us in all things. Let's give thanks to the Lord. And if you feel like you're just weak and you just can't thank him, you got to try to press your way and thank him anyway. If you can't say nothing else, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for life. Oh, Lord, I tell you, thank you for breath in your body, because these things are important. Without breath in your body, you can't thank him. It ain't going to be no good. So let's give him thanks while we can in all things. Thank the Lord for the beautiful message coming through the name of Sameen. And I want to encourage her. They keep on doing the will of the Lord. Keep working for the Lord and keep preaching the word of God and praying and whatever else God gives you to do, that I pray that you will do. Bless you.
Amen. Thank God for those beautiful comments coming, coming through Evangelist Maybell. And any other clergy in your mind? And if not, we thank God for you anyway. And definitely want to say to Evangelist, keep on preaching the word of God, and we'll go ahead and turn the broadcast over now into the hands, back into the hands of Evangelist Hamid. God bless you, Evangelist Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful exhortations and encouraging remarks. Praise God. We just thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight and how the Lord continues to bless us. And I do want to encourage you once again to just take the word of God in. You know, take some time and go to the word of God. Read that word and pray. That scripture said, pray without ceasing. So let's stay in prayer before the Lord and always give thanks unto the Lord in everything. And as I think on that, encouraging us to give thanks in everything, in Romans, the 8th chapter, lets us know that the reason we should give thanks to God in all things is that all things work together for good to them that love God and who are the called according to his purpose. So whatever is happening in our lives is working for our good. So let's keep giving thanks unto the Lord because it is the will of God for us. Amen? Praise God. So we thank God for all things, and we invite you to tune in with us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30, if it be the Lord's will. And I do believe that we will be in our district meeting on next Friday through Sunday, if it's the Lord's will. That is April the 26th through the 28th in Camden, New Jersey, at our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. Amen. If you're in the neighborhood, stop on by and worship the Lord with us. Praise God. We do thank the Lord for all things. Is there anything else before we close out?
Yes. I'd like to say that, praise the Lord, I'd like to say that we were in prayer from Wednesday up until the day, but I just feel led to continue the prayer on. So we're going to continue in prayer, Lord, at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. And we are there 12 o'clock. We have 12 o'clock prayer. And we're just going to keep on until the Lord give us the stop.
All right.
Because prayer is needed. It's something that a lot of people don't want to do anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't have time to wait on God. They don't feel like praying and waiting. But we got to pray.
Amen.
So, the prayer going for as long as the Lord say, Lord's will. So as I stated, if you'd like to come by, if you're in the area, we are at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. We would be glad to have you. And I thank God for also sending help. I needed
Jesus.
Help.
Yes.
I tell you, my body is so worn, and I needed help. And I didn't know how I was going to do it, but the Lord sent help.
Amen.
And you talking about glad? I was so glad.
Yeah.
He sent the help. And we was able to pray. We got in that prayer, and the Lord blessed us.
Thank
so we ask for your prayers to continue to pray for the Gospel Truth broadcast and the Gospel Truth prayer mission. Praise God. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer. You know, I recall used to going to noonday prayer. I tell you, just getting that prayer in the midday, that is powerful. It just gives you an extra push to keep on going on with the Lord. So thank God for prayer, and thank the Lord for how he's blessing. So I want you to know that we are praying along with you as well. Praise God.
Yes, thank you for your prayers.
We thank the Lord for the broadcast on this evening. And at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for tonight. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
This session is no...